Blog Talk Radio.
Morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for coming on. I see some of you are waiting and a little technical difficulty here this morning. But we are on and I'm excited. Another Saturday morning. We have an exciting show today, very exciting show. Today we're talking about mothers and daughters in faith, and I think that we are going to be blessed today. I know we are, because this is an exciting message. This is something that God has placed on my heart, makes things very simple and easy to understand when we're talking about our topic today. And our topic today, a stimulating topic, is talking about mothers and daughters having enough faith to bring their dreams into reality. You know, that's the key. A lot of times people say, I don't know if I have enough faith. Well, God gave me some insights on that, and I think I'm going to share that with you today, and I think we're going to clear up some things about, do we have enough faith? How do you get faith? I mean, is my faith working? What am I doing? You know, those are questions that I ask myself constantly. You know, Lord, I mean, I hear you talking about faith, but, you know, show me. Show me. Because some people obviously understand it. You can see them eating the good of the land. And you may question yourself, what is it that I'm missing? Why is it that I'm not enjoying the good of the land? So we're going to talk about that today. So get your hat on, get your Bible in your hand, and just, you know, meditate on God and see what he tells you, because then that's going to be our discussion as we go through the program for today. So, first of all, you know, in saying all of that, I want to be able to thank God. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come together another Saturday morning to share the good news, to share your word, and hopefully that it will touch somebody and that they can take it away and grow from it and add to what they have to make their life a lot better and find peace and happiness and love and to know that you love them. And that's the most important thing, and that you want nothing but good for them. And as I speak to mothers and daughters today, our listening audience, which includes a lot of fathers and sons, is that I want you to be able to just sit back, relax, and just receive it, and knowing that God always wants good for you, always. No matter what happens, no matter what evil thoughts that come through your mind, whatever thoughts that come to try to add doubt, just remember, it's not God. But he only wants the very best for you. Why wouldn't he? He made you. He creates you. Why would he create something that he doesn't love? So that's our topic today. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. That is my own name this morning, Bessie Fletcher. And like I say, I thank God for the opportunity. I thank all of you listeners for tuning in, getting up on Saturday mornings and dialing in to the radio program and listening and learning. And I thank especially the ones that are sitting and listening. Sometimes, you know, we hear from others, and if the program would not be a program if we didn't have the ones that participate, because I can't have a conversation with myself. So I thank you guys for coming in, because sometimes when I look and no one hit one, then I'm left there in midair because I put something out there into the internet, into the world, and I'm looking for some feedback so that we can have a conversation. Keep in mind that this program is a program about conversation. But on the other hand, it fills my heart when I see so many people sitting there listening, because then I know it's not an easy thing to speak publicly. Public speaking is the most fearful thing there is when it comes to fear. It will paralyze you. So I understand that. I've been on both sides of the coin. And you know, like, it's not an easy thing for me. But This is my way of giving back. This is my way of planting a seed. This is my way of working for the kingdom. So this is what I do to do that. It's my little gift back to. And I know people say, don't say little, but compared to what all I need to be doing for the kingdom, this is a very small part. And I'm so glad to give it, and I'm so glad that you've come to receive it. So today, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host, and we're on blogtalkradio.com, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. We are dealing with mothers and daughters who come together to have an honest conversation about their relationship with God, their relationship with their daughter, and how can we get those all to come together to work together as one, to bond. The bond means to come together, to connect. You can reach us at www.blogtalkradio.com, and you can go click on air, and you'll see the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, and you can reach us from there, or you can call us at 347-539-5078 and click on 1. Well, 1 to join the conversation, but if you don't want to join the conversation, just call us and sit in and listen and get your pen and write things down and just as the Spirit leads you, just go with that, you know. So let's see. We have a couple things I want to talk to you today. First of all, our topic, I'll say it again. We have some new people that just came on. The mother and daughter, mothers and daughters having enough faith to bring their dreams into reality. Enough faith to bring their dreams into reality. Now, one of the things I want to talk to you right quick before we get into our topic, we finally got some resolution on our cruise for our mother and daughter cruise. The mother and daughter cruise was originally, initially being planned for June, but due to the fact of the high volume of vacations for families, the pricing was a little bit too high, I thought, to ask the mother and daughter to pay to come, because I know the economy, we want to go, we want to have a good time. We want to have our classes. We had our mother and daughter bonding cruise in November. We had a wonderful time. We did it out of a short notice because of some difficulties. This time we are planning it in long-range timing so that everyone will have time to get their money together, to pay for it, starting today. You can start today. So we changed it from June. And we are going to move it to November. The mother and daughter bonding cruise, write this date down. It's going to be November the 13th. The mother and daughter Cinderella ball is going to be November the 12th. So the agenda is to come, the people that are coming to the ball and want to go on the cruise, we're making it one event so that it'll just extend out, and you won't have to do two things for those who want to come. So if you're coming, you can come to the ball, enjoy the ball. Ball is going to be lower this year. We're doing a $55 ticket for the ball, making that a little bit more reasonable so that mothers and daughters can come. Write that down. We are doing the cruise, and the cruise is going to cost, right now we're looking at I think it's $578. I have to find my notes. $578, I think it is, for the cruise. Now, remember, cruise prices change like airline prices. It may be one thing today and another tomorrow. Well, right now, we have some availability set at that price. So we're going to Jamaica, and it's a 6-day cruise. So that's why it's a little bit higher than the one we did last year. We're going to Jamaica. It's a 6-day cruise. We're leaving out on November the 13th, and we come back. That's a Sunday. We come back the next Saturday, and we're going on Carnival Cruise Line this time. It's a beautiful, beautiful ship. It's a huge ship. It's got all kinds of things going on. And we're going to have our classes, but you got more fun. I'm in excitement. All right? So the next thing I want to do is thank the ambassadors for their hard work. We've put together some excellent programming for next year. A lot of those things will be done on the cruise as we travel. And thank you, guys. Couldn't do it without you. We meet every Tuesday, and we just go over and keep going, and we keep using our faith as if it was, and we keep moving. The other thing I want to talk to you about is the Vision Board Committee. We had a group that we got together and we met and we talked about our vision. So we started a vision committee. The committee meets every Monday night at 8 o'clock and from 8 to 8:30, very short. We've created a vision board and we have put on that vision board everything that we want to accomplish. You write down 10 things that you want to see happen this next year, and we're going to focus on that. And we are helping each other and motivating each other to get those things done. If you're interested in being a part of the vision board, then you want to write this number down. It's 712-432-3030. 712-432-3030. It will ask you for a code, and the code is 599-178. 599-178. And you want to put that code in, and you'll be a part of the discussion. So tell your friends, family, get started on Monday night. We had a good time last Monday night. People were excited. I'm excited. So it's another giving, another way to give. You don't have to have money to give. Let's just help each other get there, and we'll get the money, and then we can help in another way, okay, financially. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host on Blog Talk Radio with the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable, where mothers and daughters come to have an honest conversation. And our honest conversation today, mothers and daughters having enough faith to bring their dreams into reality. Now, I think that all of us can relate to that topic, to the topic having enough faith to bring your dreams into reality. Having enough faith to get through any situation. And that seems to be a thing where you say, well, that's just fitting for this time. Well, the time that we're living in is no different than the Depression back in the day, or, you know, back when the people came out of Egypt. You know, every time is a time, but the word works all the time. That's what I'm trying to relate here. And over the years of counseling mothers and daughters, I've heard so many of them say, I want to believe my daughter this time. I want to have faith to believe that she's changed or that she's forgiven me. This is a mother or daughter, and that we can move on in our relationship and put this part of our relationship behind us. Yeah. All of that is I want to believe. I want to believe. Everything is based on I want to believe. I want to believe that this year is going to be different. Last year we said, you know, things are going to be different this year. This year, yeah, things are going to be different this year. I want to believe it. Well, you can believe it, but it doesn't work until you have faith added to your belief. It's that combination that activates your desires and your dreams. So, another thing is that I've had clients and friends that have asked me, Dr. Fletcher, do you know if you have enough faith? How do you know if you have enough faith? Because I've seen that I don't understand. I'm always asking, how do I know if I have enough faith? Do I have enough faith? And God said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed. You know, a mother has to have faith when she's raising her children. And the thing that we look back on, when you're looking at the baby boomers and we look back at our parents, and I'm talking about people that are 50 and older, you know, you look back and you will say, Lord, I thank you for my grandmother. My grandmother was a praying grandmother. My mother was a praying mother. You know, my mother had the faith. My mother would go into the cabinet, and when it seemed like there was nothing there, she would come out and she would fix a meal, and we all ate. Everybody was full. And it seemed as if there was nothing in that cabinet. But where did it come from? And you'll believe in your heart and soul that my mother had the faith that if I asked my mother for something, she had the faith and she would make it happen. Because she believed. She knew when she went to that cabinet, and she knew there was nothing holy there. She knew she had to call on faith, and faith worked in the supernatural. Faith doesn't work on the earthly realm. So when you're raising your daughters, you got to know that nothing on this earth is going to help you build that relationship with your daughter. Nothing that you see with your eyes is going to help you. You can't buy her a car. You can't get her this pocketbook that everybody has names. I'm not a name brand person, so I don't know. I can't call them out. But, you know, the name brands of this, that, and the other, the shoes, the bags. You can't buy that relationship. You can't buy faith. You can't buy belief. It's something that's given to you. It's free. So sometimes I'm believing, I'm going along fine. This is another conversation that I've had, and a person said to me, sometimes I believe I'm going along fine, and everything is doing well in my life. And then all of a sudden, something will hit me in the pit of my stomach, and I get a chill, a chilling feeling that just grabs me, and it's like someone puts a clamp around me, and it's a fear, a feeling of fear. I get scared, and I don't know what to do. I'm afraid, and I can't seem to get back to where I was in that peace. I start doubting myself. I start looking back at situations. I start blaming myself. And I'm working so hard to get away from that fear. How do I get away from the fear? How do I get enough faith to know that I can, to know that whatever I desire, that it can happen in my life? How do I have enough faith to get my daughter back, to get my mother back, to get back on the track when I was a little girl, the faith that my mother loved me and embraced me and held me at 1, 2, and 3 when I looked in her eyes and saw that innocent little girl looking at me, knowing that she depended on me? How do I get back to that moment when I first looked into her eyes, when the doctor put that little girl in my arms and fear of love just pierced my heart? I've heard mothers and daughters say sometimes, my daughter and I have a wonderful day sometimes. And then it seems, when everything seemed to be going fine, then all of a sudden something happened, and the very next day we can't stay in the same room together. But I still believe that this relationship is repairable. And of course it is. And it takes faith to add to that belief. Because keep in mind, belief is a thought. And faith is something totally different that we'll talk about later. I don't want to jump ahead. Then I have mothers and daughters that are Christians and are working hard to maintain their faith as they put it. But it's so hard. It's so hard to maintain faith. It's so hard. What do you do? And I can relate to this, and the reason I can share this with you, because I'm that mother. I'm always, you know, I was like that too. But this is something that God placed on my heart in my study just yesterday. And it was such a revelation. And I was saying, Lord, what are we teaching today? And he says, teach what I taught you yesterday. And I thought, wow. Because I believe it's going to bless you today. It blessed me, and I hope it does. Well, that brings us back to our topic, mothers and daughters having enough faith to bring their dreams into reality. Now let's look at faith. Faith is the key that opens the door to all of your dreams, which are your desires of your heart. And those desires are the promises that God said he would give to you. Now, a mother is given the responsibility to nurture her daughter and to transfer into her, the daughter, the knowledge that God has given her so that the daughter can create a relationship with God. That's when they say, you release the daughter. When the daughter's of age, she has, you make sure that she has a relationship with God. You make sure that she, as a little child, talks about God, that she understands God, that she knows that this is how she's going to get back to where she came from, the Creator, which is God, and all that God has done. You tell the story, because little girls believe their mothers. Little girls believe their grandmothers. You know, you tell them. This story will live in their hearts. They will pass this story on to their children. That is one of the main things that a mother is to do, because you cannot, as a mother, create no being. You can't add an arm. You can take one off, but you can't add an arm. You can't add an eye. There's nothing that you can do to add to the creation that God has given you, except is to impart knowledge, wisdom onto that child, and then nurture that by warning it, by talking about it, by putting them in the right place in church, in the right setting, hearing the right word, and then watch that child grow. And then you will see the manifestation of the seeds that you plant. A mother is to teach her daughter that there are seven parts to her being. There are seven parts. The first is God, the maker and authority of all things. That nothing is created without God. The second is Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And we are to tell our daughters that Jesus died for us, and that's why we have authority and dominion over the earth. And the third is the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter. You should always be in peace. And the fourth is the Holy Tongue, a spiritual language between you and God only. Even you don't even know what you're saying. You just keep saying it. And you know, you are talking directly to God, and He understands you. The fifth is wisdom, the answer to all your questions and situations. I said, any man that asks wisdom shall receive it. See, shall means it happens all the time, not might, shall. So wisdom, the answer to all of your questions and situations. Number six is faith. Faith is a spirit that has been given to you, and through your faith, all things are possible. I want you to keep in mind what I just said. Faith is a spirit that has been given to you, and through your faith, all things are possible. And number seven is your body. Your body, which carries around all those things, which are all spirits. All six of them are spirits, which lives inside of you. Now, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and believe He is the Son of God, all these areas and all of these spirits are available to you to help you on your journey back to God. Now, in order for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit wisdom to work for you, you must invite them in. They're not rude. They won't come in. They won't impose on you. They'll just stand aside. You must invite them in to live inside of you. Once you do that, then you must activate your soul spirit by using your faith card. That's how you activate all five of the above with your faith card. Now, to activate, let's look at what it means to activate. To activate is to turn on, to start, or to set in motion. That means you've got to get something moving, a spirit. Keep in mind that faith is a spirit. Now, I think a lot of times when, for me, And I was like, well, do I have enough faith? How much is enough? I hear mustard seed. Well, you see a mustard seed being very small, and you're saying, well, I know I must have enough faith as the size of a mustard seed. You know, what's going on? Why is this not working? Come on, it doesn't take that much. A mustard seed is very small. But faith is a spirit. And we're going to talk about that. And this is what was shown to me. And spirits can work if they are put into motion, which means you have to give your faith an assignment. You have to believe that it will do as you have instructed. Now, keep in mind, the other hand, Satan is a spirit too. And his job is to steal your faith. Now, keep in mind, just imagine that your faith is your pocketbook, and you're walking down the street, and here comes Satan. He's trying to steal your pocketbook, and you're trying to hold on to it. Just imagine. So that's his job. If he can steal your faith, then he has you, because the only thing that can operate against him and win is your faith. And he knows if he can steal your faith, you can't beat him. But faith beats him every time. And God says, unto every man I give a measure of faith. So no one has more faith than you. God wouldn't give me more faith than he gives you. He says, I have no respect of person. So we know that to be true, then why would he give me more faith than he gives you? He gave us all a measure of faith. And we're going to talk about that. Your faith was given to you to serve you. And a servant's job is to serve the master. A servant does the wishes of the master. Now I want you to understand that. Don't start looking at servant to me. Yes, God gave faith to serve you, just like he said the Holy Spirit to serve you, to lead you, to guide you, to comfort you. That's a service. Now let's look at enough and what it means when we say having enough faith. Enough means sufficient, adequate. It is just enough to get by. Well, in other words, living from paycheck to paycheck. Most people can understand that. That's not the way God designed us to be. He gave us a measure of faith. And that's why he says study and make yourself worthy. You have to understand, what is this measure of faith? Measure means to gauge, to calculate, to determine. Now, that's much broader than enough, which seems to mean sufficient, just enough, adequate, just getting by. To gauge, I mean, you can gauge way as far as the eyes can see and beyond. To calculate is as much as the mind can imagine. And to determine is an inner thing. You decide what it is. That's why God says, according to your faith, be it unto you. So you don't want to use the word enough. You want to start using the word measure, according to what I believe. See, the measure is much more. A measure is endless, infinite. A measure. God is not a small God. He would not give you a small amount of faith. He gave you a measure. He gave you whatever you can conceive in your mind and believe you shall have. That's a measure. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, Dr. Fletcher, I've heard all of this before, and maybe you have. They've come by hearing the words of God. So that's why you hear the same sermons over and over again. God is building your faith. You can turn on television. You got one pastor talking about faith, or another pastor talking about faith. They seem to all be talking about the same thing. Well, everybody's talking about the same subject. No, that's what you're picking up. out of all the words that pastor's saying, because at that time, that's what you need to hear. And someone else is picking up something else that the pastor's saying, because that's what they need to hear. So faith comes by hearing. Whatever you need, you are getting from that message. Now, with all that being said, let's look at faith from a different perspective. I want you to use your imagination. It's out of the imagination dreams are being born. You know, he says, lest you be like a child. And a child lives in imagination, in an imaginary world. I'll tell you a story. I have a cousin, Ronald McNair. He was an astronaut. And many of you know it blew up back in the 80s. And I was at work, and we had the television watching it go up. And it devastated us that it blew up immediately as it took off. But I remember I was younger than Ronald. But I remember they always called him the dreamer. He would always say, I'm going to be an astronaut when I grow up. And that was his imagination. He lived in that world. And he was one of the first black astronauts. And even though it seems like a tragedy, and he left that way, he left living in his dream. So I want you to see faith as a spiritual person. Just imagine yourself seeing faith as a spiritual person just as you see Jesus. And you can see Jesus as a spiritual person because most people believe in Jesus, and because they can see a picture. You see a picture, you have that physical image that you hold onto in your mind. If you close your mind, your eyes, and look into your mind, you will see, and someone say Jesus, you will see an image of a picture that someone drew, and that gives you something physical to hold on to, because most humans can't even imagine getting into the supernatural realm of the spirit. See, that's where everything happens. So imagine faith as being a spiritual person. Imagine that spiritual person, someone that you believe in, someone that you know, someone that you trust. And you got someone that you say, oh, I know I can trust them. I know that. If I ask them to do it, they'll do it. I can depend on them, da 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 da. If you've had that kind of faith in your faith person, you will never want for anything. You've got to say that about your faith person, that spiritual faith person that's just in your mind that you see. Draw faith on a piece of paper and make it tangible if you have to do that. So then you're going to name that spiritual person. You're going to call that spiritual person my faith. That's their name, my faith. You call your faith, and you tell your faith, I want you to go, and I want you to do this for me. I want you to handle this. And you give that faith, your faith, an assignment. And you ask your faith to go. And you come back and you be fruitful. You bring back that which I've requested you to do in Jesus' name. And then you believe, just like you would with that friend that you think you can trust and you can depend on, and you know that they will never, ever, never let you down. Put that faith in your faith. Believe in your faith. Because remember, faith is activated when you believe and trust it. You got to trust it. You got to say, you know, how do you have someone that's so close to you that you don't trust? Someone that lives inside of you and you don't trust. So when you request something, you wait for the harvest. You know, that's my faith, and my faith is my best buddy, and my faith goes out and do. And God say, with faith, all things are possible, all things. So anything you want, you send it out. If you want your daughter to have faith, go get my daughter, go get my mother. and believe it. You don't have to worry about, do you have enough faith? Just know that God gave you a measure of faith. Everybody has the same amount. Just stop now trying to figure out, do I have enough faith? Yes, you have a measure of faith. Everybody has the same. The difference is, what is your faith doing? Is your faith sitting on the couch watching you? Or is your faith serving you? Are you giving your faith work to do? A servant, if you had someone to come in, assigned to you to clean your house, and you see that person sitting on the couch and you walking around and things need to be done, and the person that came to clean and to serve you is sitting on the couch, you're going to start looking at that person like, well, why are you here? You're supposed to be cleaning. Your job is to clean. You're being paid to clean. You're being paid to make sure I'm taken care of, to make sure that I'm comfortable here in this house. Well, Jesus paid for your faith. He paid the price. And you're going to just take a gift and let it sit on the couch? Are you going to say, no, you're not sitting down anymore. You're going to get up and you're going to work because you have been paid for to do a job for me. So don't feel sorry saying that faith is a spirit to serve you. No, God said that. So ask yourself, what is my faith doing right now? What is it doing? Am I putting it to work? Well, put it to work for you and get the promises that God has promised you. Remember, your faith and the fact that you trust and believe, your faith, your desires will become your reality. That's the faith message this morning. Thank you for listening. I hope that blessed you. It certainly blessed me. I wrote a list last night of things that I wanted my faith to do. I tell you, he's just going to be busy. Will not have one moment to rest because there's so many things that I feel Satan has stolen from me. And faith can go and get. That's why he said, I will return everything to you that was stolen. Well, God is not going to get off the throne to come return it to you. He gave you a measure of faith to work with you. So send your faith out to get everything that was stolen from you. And if you don't send it out, then you don't get it. You just don't get it because Satan don't want you to have it. Because if you have all the riches and the power that God has given you, he can't operate. He will be defeated. So think about that. See how it fits in your spirit and use it. I'm going to open up the lines. Anybody want to talk about faith and what that message meant to them? Let me know. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, excellent. That was wonderful teaching this morning on faith. Just what I know I needed to hear. It is wonderful teaching on faith. And I like the fact, the analogy of the person who comes to work in your home and how they're, you know, if you saw them just sitting and not working, knowing that they have been paid to do a service, you know, I love that analogy of how Jesus paid the price. And we ought to exercise and use our faith. Don't just let it, put it on the shelf and let it sit around and do nothing. But we got to work it. We got to exercise it, just like we do a muscle in our body in order to keep it strong and to keep it functioning and to keep it giving us the mobility and the strength that we need. We have to exercise that muscle. So the faith is the same way. It's excellent teaching.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is. I'm telling you, I have been changed, and I have had a challenging week, and I was questioning my faith, and I was like, Lord, what is going on? You know, you have to go through something in order to get the revelation. And I had to go through what I went through this week in order to get that message from God. And I'm telling you, I just said, you know what? That's it. And that's the truth. You put it down. You write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And you give it to your faith, and you send it, and you believe it like it's your best buddy going with it. Because faith is your best buddy.
And true
watch
faith,
it work.
True faith is really measured when you are, in fact, Martin Luther King has a quote, and I might misquote it, but the essence of it is he was talking about faith, and he described it as faith is when you're taking steps towards something when you don't even know the whole story, or you don't even know how it's going to end. You know, you don't know exactly every detail, but you're still taking steps. And that's the hard part about it, but that's the truth. A measure of faith is when you are still taking steps, even though it don't look like it's supposed to look, it's not happening the way it's supposed, or we think it's supposed to happen, but we still have to have that faith and that trust, knowing that the Bible tells us everything is going to work to the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And if we've got the loving the Lord down and being called according to his purpose, and we're actually working in that calling, we know that everything is going to work to our good. And you've got to have that faith to keep taking those steps regardless of what's happening, regardless of what it looks like or what it, you just got to keep going knowing that, Lord, this ain't looking right. It's not the way I thought it was going to be, but I trust you, Lord. And that's the measure of true faith.
Yeah, got to trust him. And sometimes things will bring you down to your knees. You will feel
right.
That, that song, you know, we fall down and we get up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a theme because, you know, you may fall and you may feel like, you know, I just can't make it. But he said faith of what? Those things that you don't see.
Right.
You can't see it. Faith is not something that you can feel like your fingers.
That's right.
Faith is a spirit. Faith is a spirit. You don't see God, but you believe God.
Right.
You don't see Jesus, but you believe Jesus. And there are spirits. You don't see the Holy Ghost, but you believe the Holy Ghost. So whenever we're looking at, and God said, you know, when you're talking to mothers, tell them, you know, they are responsible for their children. And in order to get your children back, you got to send your faith out to get them. You and the physical can't go.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you have to send. Anything that you want, you have to send your faith for. Because faith works in the mind. That's why Satan tried to get into your mind. If he can get into your mind, then he can rob you of your faith. Because your faith lives inside of your mind. That's where you have to believe. Well, thank you anyway. I'm so wrapped up on this morning. Let me get somebody else in here. Thank you. I appreciate it, Angie. Good morning. 9-4-9-5-4. Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine. I am just fine. How are you?
I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, I'm listening, and I'm just being blessed by what you're saying. It's just it's funny because I made a phone call yesterday to someone, and this was just a step. Someone had sent me an email, and I normally don't make phone calls to people I don't know. But anyway, it said I just felt led by the spirit, like you said. It's a spirit. Faith is a spirit to make those steps. You've got to have the faith that you're being led to do these things. And I made this phone call, and exactly what you are talking about, me and this young lady, we were talking about as far as reaching the goals and reaching the plans and having our dreams come true and staying in faith. And you are so right about the enemy, Satan, trying to steal your faith, because if he can steal it, if he can get in your head, he can take your faith. When you said something about drawing it on paper. One night last week, I was just so fear had attempted to come in, and I'm believing God in a major way for the project that he has given me. And I was just so over, fear had attempted to come in. And I have a wall in my spare bedroom that's painted. When I tell you it's red, it is crimson red. And I have a sculpture of Christ, of a faithless Christ. And I placed that sculpture on that wall, and I just started writing on the wall, "Fear not, just believe." And our dreams and hopes come true by having that faith in Him. He has, like you said, He has paid the price that we have everything that we say we desire according to His will for our lives. And people have to get that, according to His will for our lives. And God allows, even when you don't believe in Him, He allows some things to happen. And God gave me this several weeks ago. For believers, He rewards by your faith. For those who don't know Him or believe in Him, He gives to some just to give, because He has to allow the world to know that He is God, and He don't have favoritism. So He gives to some just to give, and that's by His grace and mercy. Anything that we receive or walk into by taking the step, it's by faith. But even though don't believe, He allows things to happen because He gives to who He pleases. But He wants the world to know that He don't have a prospective person. If you just take the step, you're going to get there.
You're going to get there, but what I want to add to what you just said and what the Lord just brought up in my spirit was that He gives grace and mercy to those who are not has not been enlightened, because some things we don't know. So when you don't know, you got grace and favor
mercy
to follow you, and good and mercy, you know. But once you realize that you have faith, now see, now that I have been enlightened with this level of how to activate my faith, then He's expecting me to do what He's instructed me to do.
Amen.
And so there's no need for me to get on my knees crying and on the floor and rolling and, "Oh, Lord, where are you?" Da, 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 da. You know, those rituals I used to do, I stopped those a long time ago, but every once in a while we'll drop and you have to pick yourself up. But when you get to that, and even when it comes back, I'm not saying it won't come back, I've got to remember this message. And that's what He's saying, because I have the light shine on my mind now of knowledge and wisdom in this particular area. Thank you for sharing. Let me give another caller. Have a blessed day.
No, only believe. You got to believe that it's going to come to pass.
Of course. It doesn't work. That's what I said earlier. You got to have faith, and then you got to believe. Faith doesn't work by itself. Believe doesn't work by itself. You got to put those two together, and that's the activation.
It's like a
charge card going into you go to an ATM machine and you got a card, you go in there and you don't call the people and activate the card, well, you're not going to get anything out. So you got to activate the card with belief. And once you stick it in there, you stick that card in there, you believe in your money going to come out of there. You never think that you're not going to get money out of that ATM machine. That's the belief. That's the kind of faith you have to have in your faith, man. Thank you very much for calling today.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, 678.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Enjoying
great
the show. I did miss some of it, but
well, that's
the
a shame,
part that
I'm going to be honest with you. I tell people all the time. Sometimes I say, okay, well, I'm sorry, but that's a shame. Take your time and go back and listen, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but I'm saying I want you to be blessed the fullness of it. Go back and look at it on the website and listen to it, or go to Blog Talk and listen to the whole thing, because I just think that God has got such a blessing for you in it. But tell me what you heard.
Well, I heard when you were giving, you told of the seven, we were listing God for us, our faith, God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, our spiritual tongue, faith, and I, you know, I came in on that part of it, but
you're
I just
you're all right. You're good to go.
But I just wanted to say, with that, faith is such an important important spirit in our life. I won't say a well, it is, because faith is the evidence and of things is the evidence of things that we don't see. So it is the substance. So the Hebrews does speak of it as being a substance. But I just want to say on our faith, and as you said, God has given us each a measure of faith. And the Bible says that He's given us each a measure, and He tells us if we have the faith as big as a mustard seed, that we can move mountains. And a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. But it's up to us. God has given us the measure of faith. He has given us all a measure. But it's up to us to work that faith, to increase that faith, because we can say we have faith, and you know, and we're just at one level. But we can go from level to level in our faith. And we do that by reading the Word. It's up to us to increase our faith. And we do that by reading the Word. We do that by spending time with God in prayer and in meditation. We do that in our worship and our praise. And by that, when you know that God has brought you through one thing, then it's no problem, because you've got that Word in you that's going to come up out of you in a time that you need it to stand on. But if you don't have any Word in you, if you don't know the Word, if you're not meditating on the Word, then you're just at a standstill. Because the Bible tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So we've got to hear what God is saying. We've got to read what He's saying. We've got to meditate on it, because it's tangible. And once you've got it in you, then once you put it in you, the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter that Jesus said that He would leave with us, is going to bring you in remembrance of everything that you need at the time that you need it. So faith is a strong spirit that we have to activate, and you do it. I said, I think I told you one time, I prophesied to myself when I feel like I'm going down. I prophesied the Word of God that I'm more than a conqueror. You know, I let myself hear that Word of God coming out, so to encourage and edify and build up myself. So like, and you gave everything that we need to do. We need to stay close to God. We need to pray in our heavenly language if we have one. If not, God has no respect of person. He will give you that gift if you ask for it. We need to spend time with Him, and we have to believe to activate, because you can have all the faith in the world, but the Bible also tells us faith without work is dead. So what I'm trying to say, we still have to do something to activate, increase, and make our faith work for us.
That is true. So see, now when you were talking, and I'm glad that you got those pieces, because the main thing is that God placed on my heart was there's seven different parts to, you know, you hear people say sometimes there are many selves, and they use that as a psychologist. Sometimes we use that as definition of the self. But when you're looking at the spiritual realm, God just showed me the same way you define behavior and definition of the self and the many parts. Look at yourself, and you know that you're a spirit, the seven different spiritual pieces of yourself. And when you go through that, and you know that you have six different spirits that is working to your good, and your job, number seven, just to let me make sure, because I'm hearing some noise from you. Your job, or our job, is to make sure that we motivate ourselves by reading the Word, by listening to others, by going and hearing someone speak. May it be at church. You know, this is how He said that our faith is built. your faith is increased on hearing the word. The more you hear it, the more it penetrates into your subconscious mind, which then you are storing up more and more, and it gets stronger and stronger. Then when you say something, you believe it, because then it came outside of your subconscious mind. It came outside of the person from within you. And we always believe ourselves. Even when we're wrong, if you think, when something comes up out of you, you will argue someone down, saying and believing that you are right. And sometimes you discover that you were wrong. But, you know, a good person will say, you know what, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But I really believe that to be the truth. When I was arguing with you about that, I thought I was right. And I know all of us have been there. We may not want to admit it, but we have. And sometimes we don't even tell the person that we were wrong. We'll just walk away and we'll deal with it within our own mind, knowing that we should admit that we were wrong. So that in itself gives you an idea of how things work from your subconscious mind. The spirit lives inside of your body, and everything is operated out of the subconscious mind, and whatever you believe is what you receive. You can't even have something if you don't believe it, because the belief activates the faith, and then faith does the work. So the more you want your faith to open up, to do more work, because remember, we have one measure. We have the same amount. It's just how much of your faith are you working? Some people, I've had clients say to me, you know, I'm struggling, I'm looking around, and I look at other people, and it seems as if they're just living the good life, and everything seems to be doing well for them. And every day I go to work, I come home, I go to church, and I'm doing everything I think is humanly possibly right, and it's not working. Well, do you believe in the gift that God gave you? Do you believe in that faith? Do you believe that faith is to work for you? And keep in mind, and I'm going to say this before we end. Now, if you are out there doing whatever you think in the dark, and you think that nobody sees you because I'm going to get it right one day, don't expect for these things to work for you. You got to be on the straight and narrow. You got to be a doer of the word. So if you know that you have hate in your heart, that you have unforgiveness, you know that, as people say, you're creeping. You know that you have evil thoughts. You're doing evil things. Then it's not going to work for you. It works for the doers. It works for the people that believe that Jesus Christ is their Savior and Lord. So you can keep sending it out all you want to, but you're not going to get it back. You've got to put yourself in position to receive, and faith obey the doer. You can believe, but faith obey the doer. Now, that's just my own personal opinion, and hopefully that didn't offend anybody. You have to look at, am I doing all that I can do? Am I living according to the words that God has placed in his commandments for me to do to receive the blessing? And if you're doing that and you activate your faith, then there's nothing that God will keep from you. He said you should have the good. You will eat of the good of the land. So mothers and daughters, please, as I say always, mothers, go get your daughters. Stop it. Stop it. Stop making excuses. Go get your daughters, go get your mother, because that's all we have. And get ready for our next generation. Thank you very much, and you all have a blessed week. Exercise your faith. Bye-bye.